With Rosanna Piriotti, who is an associate professor of political science and a Fox News radio expert. Rosanna, how are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
And it's Piriotti, correct?
Piriotti, yes.
I want to make sure we have that right. There's a new poll out that says Americans are calling themselves independents. What do you think about that?
Well, independence makes us think that they don't have any partisanship at all, but most of those people who call themselves independent actually lean one way or another towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. About 38% were cited in the poll as independent. About 30% of them lean, 15 Republican, 15 Democratic. But they want to call themselves independent, and that means that suggests to us that people are dissatisfied with the party system.
You know, Rosanna, what you just said about independence seems to ring true with Tea Partiers, too. Both those labels have negative connotations.
You mean independence or Tea Party?
Well, it just seems like if you don't allow yourself to be labeled Republican or Democrat, you could be seen as indecisive or a wacko, if you will, if you're a member of the Tea Party or an independent. Now, of course, that's not true.
Yeah, well, that's certainly not true amongst political analysts. When political analysts look at independents, they see a very small proportion of them who are truly independent, who are sort of all over the place and completely unpredictable. Only about 8% of this group are unpredictable. But again, most voters adhere to one party or another. But what you're suggesting is that to be not a strong Republican or strong Democrat is seen as being kind of crazy. The system is such that it makes it difficult for a third party to thrive. And so when people become dissatisfied with the two parties, they're either forced to join a third party or a movement, or simply to call themselves independent.
According to the Pew Research Center poll, more people are calling themselves politically independent than at any point in the past 75 years. From your perspective, what effect, what role will independent voters have in the upcoming presidential election?
Well, it means that there are potentially more swing voters. There's a bit less predictability in the system. I should say that the poll found that the two parties, one of the very interesting findings of the poll was that the two parties are becoming more and more homogeneous, that the Republican Party has become more Southern, more evangelical, more conservative, particularly since 2000, and that the Democratic Party has become more secular, more minority, more liberal. And that's really a process of partisan sorting. It means that as people are coming into these parties, young people like those that I teach, and as people make choices about their own political identity, they're sorting themselves more according to ideology than ever before. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's a hard thing for our system because our system requires it requires supermajorities to get anything done, so that if people are really stuck in those who are called themselves partisans are really stuck, it's hard for us to come to agreement on public policy issues.
The survey also found that the face of the independent voter is changing, with more Hispanic and younger voters saying they're actually independent.
Right. I think for younger voters, that stems from there being kind of cross pressures for these voters. The students that I teach, many of them are fiscal conservatives, as you might understand, for that age group in this economy. But they're very much pro-environmental regulation. They're very much more liberal culturally than older voters. And for them, there's really not an easy home in these two ideologically very distinct and separate parties. So you can understand why younger voters would eschew the labels Republican or Democratic.
Well, Rosanna Piriotti is an associate professor of political science and a Fox News radio expert. Rosanna, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.
News Radio.